Hey, you're listening to
Chiampa
Radio.
The Joe Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Chiampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Chiampa. Are we live?
I think we're live. It seems
are
like
we
we're live. I believe that we're live.
Are you live?
I'm something. I'm definitely something. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Yeah, I hear you. The world is just different these days. It's kind of funky doodle, but we'll talk about that more in the show.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get down to the brass tacks. But right now, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in sunny Florida, where Corona doesn't exist.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live on lockdown from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 209 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Sunday, December 27, 2020. In case you didn't know it, Roger stopped playing with my digital output hole. Ugh. Anyway, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook. Look them up. All one word, the Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website, www.chiampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website. Just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
That wasn't me, Betty. I was nowhere near you. But if you like...
I'm filing a complaint with the Better Roboto Bureau. Just you wait, Roger. Let's get on with the show already. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty, I think.
You got it, Joe.
Yep, thanks, Betty.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows, folks. I'm telling you.
I think so. It's feeling that way.
Because I've just haven't done this in so long, if you want to give us a call, do so by doing so at 813-327-8566.
There you go.
You know, going back to the roots of when we first started and everything was new and fresh and super exciting and we didn't have pandemicals and we weren't stuck. Well, you're not stuck.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. There's no virus in Florida.
There is no... Folks, there is zero virus in Florida.
At least that's how we're acting. You know, I mean, it's like everyone's going around and it's kind of scary, actually.
I don't know, Anthony, if you listen to this show called No Agenda. It features John C. Dvorak and his host. I can't remember his name. But they're sort of like libertarian conspiracy theory nuts in some ways. And they don't necessarily say the virus doesn't exist. They just think everything is overhyped. And I don't know. For certain, I'm wearing my proper precautions, wearing my mask when I go to grocery stores, and if I go and pick up food while Anthony coughs his corona away.
I guess it all depends on really how close you are to it. I've had a couple people that have had it, some with very minimal disruption, some that actually it was pretty severe for them, and I've known a few people that have died from it. So...
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where I, you know, I'm like, and that's the worst thing is this hype of oh, it's really nothing, you know, it's not a thing, it's not a this. But in reality, it is. And then you get the hoople heads that go running out thinking, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. The podcast I listen to says it's nothing, so I'm going to go run out without a mask and lick toilet seats and forget hand sanitizer and all that stuff. So
wow,
yeah, exactly, Roger. So anyway,
so the holidays. How were your holidays, Anthony?
Quiet, very quiet. Actually, it was
really just,
yeah, me, my husband, and my mother, and that was it. That's all we did for the holidays. But it was good. It was good. Threw some chicken on the Barbie, you know, had the barbecue going and stuff.
Nice.
It's Florida. I mean, it was cold on Christmas. I think it was like at the highest we got on Christmas Day was like 50 degrees. This morning was cold too. Yeah, exactly, Roger. Wow. So, but yeah, the holidays were quiet in a small group gathering. So that worked for me.
Yeah. That's nice. Did you get nice gifts and things?
Yes, I got some nice gifts. Actually, a lot of my gifts were just network things.
Ooh.
Boxes with ports and, ooh, you know, I got a monitor and then I ended up buying another monitor to match it. Well, the monitor that I have, or I had two, and I had a stand, but it didn't have the correct mount to go on this, so I had to buy an adapter, and I really hated it, and I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I mean, if I adjusted them, I had to leave them because it just didn't adjust right. So I had a monitor on my Amazon wish list, not thinking anyone would buy it, and actually I had two on there, and I got one of them, and I'm like, great. So I ordered the other one. It was on sale. I ordered the other one, and I got the other one today. I mounted everything together, and it all works quite nicely. I got my monitors actually adjust properly now. So
That's awesome. Yeah. And now are they similar in color balance?
Oh, well, they're exactly the same. They're exactly the
beautiful.
Same.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
Beautiful.
Whenever I do dual monitors, I always do the same make and model. I try to buy them at exactly the same time. Usually I get them with their serial numbers are very close. But I was trying to buy them at the same time.
If I could go back in time. I think that's a Cher song. Anyways.
If I could turn back time, I think it's the Cher song. And you're supposed to be straddling some kind of phallic-looking cannon thing in a dress. Or no, tight whole leggings. I don't know. You might have to look in on that. I'm not going to go any further on that. Okay. So as you were turning back time.
Well, let me just say, I'm going to do that in the future. But my holidays were nice. I had a friend leggings over. We had carnitas. Along with carnitas with velvita sauce too.
Carnitas with velvitas.
Oh, it was delicious. Let me tell you, he brought also this chocolate bark candy and white chocolate bark candy, dark chocolate bark candy.
Nice.
So it was a smorgasbord. It was a smorgasbord. It was delicious. Oh, shit. Folks, if you want, you can also join us in the chat room, which I am not in at the moment. it's at chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. There, when you go, you can hit the play button. And, hey, I think I see Ezel. Hey, Ezel. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a lot of fun things coming up in store. Ezel's
one of our listeners.
Yeah.
So we've actually held pretty strong. We started the show with quite a few listeners, and usually like if there's a lot of people tuned in and we get on, they all like fall off immediately, and then we have like two people listening. So, but today they had, like a lot of them actually hung on. So thank you for staying with us.
Thank you, hanger-oners.
It's
going to
be a good show.
Anthony's got some weed corner stuff, don't you?
I sure do, don't I? All right, well, let me find my weed corner thing here. Clicky here. That's important to
clicky
make it easy.
There.
It's important to make it easy that way. All right, so in our first story, recent study indicates that cannabis may reduce fentanyl exposure for recovering addicts. This comes from High Times, Thomas Edward. the takeaway from his new study published this month in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence is that for those engaged in opioid recovery therapy, or OAT, cannabis could be an effective way to reduce fentanyl exposure. Researchers from the University of British Columbia Center of Substance Use reported that they studied the relationship between cannabis use and recent fentanyl exposure among OAT participants between the years of 2016 and 2018. Excuse me. They concluded that OAT is an effective treatment for addiction to opioid drugs such as heroin, oxycodone, hydromorphine, Dilaudid, fentanyl, and Percocet. And it involves taking the opioids, the thing is, you know, methadone. You got to take methadone with it too. But methadone and weed seems to help with the dealing with it and blocking it and dealing with the withdrawals and the cravings. The research published in Drug and Alcohol Dependence was based on 819 participants on OAT who contributed 1,989 observations over the study period. All right, here's a good one. If you're planning on taking out some student loans anytime in the near future and get shackled to Uncle Sam that way, always a fun way to jack up your credit. Congress restores student financial aid eligibility for those with drug convictions. This also comes from High Times' A.J. Harrington. The coronavirus relief package passed by Congress over the weekend includes a repeal of a ban on federal financial aid for students with convictions for drug offenses that have been on the books for more than 20 years. This is actually the bill that everyone is waiting on Trump to sign. This is the one that's all jackwagoned right now. Under this jackwagon bill, students applying for financial aid would no longer be required to reveal if they have any drug convictions, a policy that has led to the denial of educational assistance among hundreds of thousands of students over the years. The coronavirus relief package also includes other higher education reforms, including complete overhaul of the FAFSA, which, thank God, that thing is a fucking monster, whittling the complicated form from 108 questions to no more than 36. You probably still need a CPA license to fill it out. The bill also restores eligibility for federal education aid known as Pell Grants to incarcerated persons, another ban from the 1990s that is a vestige of the drug war. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you. Is it Betty? Am I going to Betty or Joe?
No,
who do I go to?
Back to me.
Back to you, Joe.
Okay, well, it's time for our word of the show.
Yay.
So last time, one of our favorite listeners, I think the username on the website is Your Mother.
Your Mother?
Submitted.
It's not my mother.
Gelid. Yes. Gelid means extremely icy cold. Like, for instance, it was pretty gelid this past week in my butthole.
Uh-huh.
And now, this week's word is bumfuzzle. And the definition is a transitive verb, and its definition is to confuse, to perplex, or to fluster.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, for instance, I am constantly bumfuzzled by Roger's lack of manners. Look at him over there.
Gosh, Betty, why are you picking on me so much lately? Whatever did I do to you, my love?
Jeez, those robots, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't think quarantine's been good for them either. So, and, you know, honestly, I don't think we really need to quarantine them. We could probably have had them out wandering around. I mean, they're not like they can transmit the virus or anything.
You can have them do all the mayhem in the world.
Exactly. But, you know, I figure it's easier just to keep them inside. When they get outside, then it costs us money and, like, legal fees and shit. So it's just better just keep... It's cheaper keeping them inside.
We get sued by the neighbors.
Oh my god, it's horrible. It's
the laundry down the street. Oh my god, they were so mad at us.
Well, you know, I don't blame them. Do you blame them? I don't blame them.
No.
Trying to find some snackage here on my studio desk. Yes.
You know, I've severely reduced my snackage lately.
Have you now?
Yeah, I'm a heavy snacker, folks.
You're a heavy snacker. Are you a heavy snacker?
I can't have one of something. I need to have multiples until I either have no more or I'm, well, yeah. That's pretty much it. For instance, a package of Oreo Thins.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you have the three rows.
Yeah.
I think there are three rows. I could finish that in one sitting.
Wow. Good for you.
No, it's not good for me. No.
No?
No. No.
No. No. I'm sorry.
No, I developed a severe belly, and I'm like, no, this is not, no bueno. No bueno.
Eh, I've always had one. Oh, look, I can do something here. I'm not signed into the chat thingy anymore, it looks like.
No, you're not, but the chat thingy is fun, because Ezel says that he got an ankle monitor for Christmas.
Oh, that's damn so roadblocks. Lovely. Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, you know? But I asked him if it talks back to him, because I know someone that had one on their ankle, apparently, and the person went just a little bit outside the distance that they were supposed to, and the sheriff talked back to them.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But Ezel says only when I fart with long pants on. So okay. I guess it does.
Well, you know.
They have scratch and sniff?
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think we've gotten to that point yet of where we can transmit our odors and aromas.
Not yet.
You know, if you can scratch the screen to smell the chicken in the bucket, that would be wild.
That might be dangerous, because then everyone would be hungry all the time, and then we'd really be like...
That might not be a bad thing, though. It takes away from being stupid, I think. Hi, Anthony. You're in the chat room.
I can't seem to figure out how to log into this thing, so I'm here.
You know what? It's been acting... I'm bumfuzzled, actually.
Well, their main site has disappeared. You can't go to their main site anymore.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I tried to click on the... it wasn't working for me just now.
Yeah, I think there's something goofy within the... I don't know. It's something. And even the... I don't want to get into it. We've only got no minutes left.
We have no minutes left.
I think Roger needs to take it away. Where are you, Roger?
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip-pip and fruit cakes for you. This is the National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Sunday, December 27th, 2020, and it is National Fruit Cake Day. Wow. Anyway, Joe is going to pull real hard on the fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a tiny little fruit cake button that stimulates a fruity spinning wheel. I think...
Nothing else?
No. Yes. Maybe? Hell, I don't know. Take it away, you two fruitcakes.
Look, really, that's
the only national day today is fruitcake day?
Yeah, it's just national fruitcake.
Wow, they all got bored. Yeah. All right, let's give this wheel a spin. Oh, boy. Yep, there we go. Yep. Oh.
Whoa, that didn't sound good.
No, it did not, did it? All right.
That sounded like my 73 Chevy Impala.
Ooh, 73 Chevy Impala. All right. So tonight we're going to learn about a bodybuilder that's suffering some very unusual holiday heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's random story is from The Mirror out of the UK and tells us of a man who... Just listen to the story. Yuri, a bodybuilder from Kazakhstan who wed his sex doll, has revealed she has tragically been broken just before Christmas. He says it has ruined their plans for a first Christmas together as a married couple, and now faces a tense wait to see if all of her bits can be repaired back to good working order in time for the festive day.
Oh my.
Yeah, right. Yuri tied the knot with Margot at a ceremony attended by dozens of guests in November. He first met her at a nightclub, which I don't understand. And they didn't elaborate on this. So apparently he met the sex doll at a nightclub, and they were due to get married in March of this past year before Rona hit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the ceremony was delayed a second time after he was attacked during a transgender rally in the Kaza city of Almaty on October 31st. Almaty. However, the bear has since settled into married life. Describing their relationship, Yuri said, "In general, I began to be jealous of Margot. Many men would like to imagine the same. After the wedding, I decided to show her to less people. I forbade her from Instagram. Maybe I'm being too selfish. But the beauty of Margot is that I can tell her to do this and do that, and she won't mind. Yes, she's a sex doll. Yeah. Try to get her to cook your dinner." On Christmas Day, January 7th in Kazakhstan, he said he might stay at home with Margot and order steaks and sushi or have some fun with friends. Yep, pass that wife around. Yes, and I forgot to read our little pluggy plug here. Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying a rather old limited edition 100-year fruitcake flavor that was 100 years old 100 years ago from your friends at Paul and Sands Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local dumpster behind the now-closed neighborhood Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you absolutely nothing. All right, Betty, back to you.
Betty here. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much, 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 much more that we recast on Chimpa Radio. Much, 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 much more.
Be sure to visit
Chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Jeez, Joe, I berated you last time about this shit and you still left the shit in. Are you and Roger ganging up on me, or is it you're just being lazy because of the holidays? Ugh. And Roger, I see your filthy robo parts even when you think I'm not looking, you're gross. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and whatever the hell he decides to pull out of his butthole. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Wow, you two robots need to find a way to get along. Anyway, thanks, Betty. Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Jib Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather forecast from our very own Chicago Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 45 degrees. The dew point is 36, which gives us a wind chill of 39. The humidity is at 71%, with winds howling out of the southwest at 12 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Sunday tonight, a chance of rain possibly mixing with snow after 10 p.m., then gradually ending, temps around 28. Monday, high around 32. The day will start cloudy and then gradually clear. Hold on to your poles. It's going to be a gusty day. Tuesday, partly cloudy to start the day with a high near 35. Could see some freezing rain later in the evening. Wednesday, rain to start the day with a high of 43. Rain could turn to snow in the evening. And for the last day of this fucking year, a chance of snow in the afternoon with a high of 35. Woo-hoo. And for the first day of the new year, wow, you will wake up to your hangover with a high near 37, and it will be mostly shitty, rain and snow possible, which means it's going to be overcast all day long.
That sounds awesome.
Is this a sign of things to come? Who knows? All I know is it's time for the news sourced by the ever omnipotent Chip Skipper.
And now for the news.
Your bathroom is complete this holiday season without one or a choir. December 10th.
We keep going. We'll resolve this issue in a moment.
Well, do I need to repeat myself?
Hold on a moment.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulty ever since.
Oh, there you go.
Your bathroom is complete this holiday season, without one or with a choir. December 10th, UPI. An Indiana portable toilet company shared a festive video of what it calls a world record for the most animated faces on a single holiday light display. Service Sanitation posted a video to Facebook showing 32 portable toilets adorned with animated faces singing the song Hallelujah! The Jingle Johns have officially set a world record for the most animated faces on a single holiday light display, the post reads. Steve Dystra, director of marketing for the company, clarified the feat was not an official Guinness World Record, but the company considers it to be a world record because they could not find any other videos online to dispute the claim. A Guinness representative said the record-keeping organization does not monitor records involving animated faces in holiday light displays. That's sad.
That is sad.
Yes.
We got more listeners.
That's beautiful. Welcome,
I know,
new
right?
listeners.
I don't know how that happened.
Welcome to Cheyenne Radio, and welcome to the Joe and Anthony Show. We're in the middle of my news, and I don't have much time left.
Well, we'll work with it. So, are we going to the next track?
We sure are.
All right.
Well, so Anthony, what would you do normally if you had a gaming PC and a piece of fried chicken?
I would load up a game on the PC and eat my chicken while playing that game.
Well, what if the chicken wasn't quite? What if the chicken wasn't quite warm? Well, wait till I tell you about this contraption.
I guess I could attach it somehow to the heat displacement portion of the case and heat up my bucket of chicken. So tell me about this CPU-based chicken bucket warmer.
AFC and Cooler Master have unveiled a bucket-shaped gaming PC
that
also warms your chicken. It's a sentence you never expect to write in any career, I guess. He should have seen it.
How difficult is that to keep clean? That kind of scares me. Is that going to be like, ew, salmonella everywhere?
You know what? It's mostly a Cooler Master PC with the KFC name slapped on the side. It doesn't appear to be original design, and there's no similar Cooler Master NUC case display available on the company's website, so it's kind of like a proprietary thing. I don't know if you can really buy this, but it's, I guess, a speedy machine. It's equipped with an Intel Nuke 9 Extreme Compute Element that they call the new king of tiny gaming PCs. It includes an ASUS built-in hot-swappable NVIDIA GPU and an Intel CPU. It has a 1 TB Seagate SSD, because that's good, because you don't want the grease getting in the hard drive, right?
No, not at all.
So, and then it's got this device that somehow has a grease tray that I guess could warm your chicken, because it gets so hot in there. So if you got lots of chicken and it's getting cold, you just stick it in your computer. How about that, Anthony?
That's one way of doing it.
Yep. And you know what? We're going to skip the next story because it's kind of long.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time. So we'll save it for next week.
All right. Well, see, there you go. You can recycle it for next week.
We might make it a feature because it's actually kind of a fun story.
Ooh, a feature. That sounds exciting.
It is. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this joint? Let's try this again. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, smarts, anal-licking toilet, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call, 813-327-8566, country code 01. This week on This Way Out, remember trailblazing lesbian newspaper columnist Deb Price. Cole Porter goes from Bulldog to Broadway in a Rainbow Minute. 1983's Sydney's Gay Liberation Choir helps make the Yuletide, well, you know, gay. The Therapy Sisters help us with Help us wish you happy whatever you're having. Swiss marriage equality is threatened by a referendum. UK reforms ease blood donations by gay and bisexual men. And Biden taps booty gig for U.S. transportation secretary. Well, you know, at least he knows how to cruise. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Shamper Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be bumfuzzled in about 4 minutes. I think, actually, we're probably already bumfuzzled as it is.
Don't you think?
I think so. Seems that
way. Extremely bumfuzzled.
Bumfuzzles.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shamper Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shamper Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shamper Radio.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Elka pudding just so real.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul, Mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You are listening to Shia Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Please wait. Please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait. Please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available, hashtag gluten-free, hashtag non-GMO, hashtag sugar-free, hashtag dairy-free, hashtag imitation soy plastic, hashtag easy out pellet, hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like, easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue robot.
Wow. Anyways, hello. Roger here. Welcome back to reality. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida weather and crazy Florida news. But first, and again, I want to take a moment to ponder why Betty is so mean to me. I know I can be a bit of a gigolo with my dirty bits, but really no. Yes. I'm really a gentle loving guy. Oh well, sad sigh. Anyway, perk up friends, by grabbing your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. And Joe, yes really, with the weather so cold and everything finding warmth where it can, now is the time to mute any creature pooping you were thinking of, okay? Okay, take it away the lovable Anthony.
You know, Roger, you've shown your naughty bits to...
You're welcome, Anthony.
To the mailman, to the plumber, to the electrician, to the meter reader, both the water and the electric meter reader.
Oh shit, stop.
So, Roger and the naughty bits. We know you show them, Roger. They're everywhere. So I ran over one part one day with my car. I broke my damn tire. I punctured a hole in the damn tire. What the hell, Roger? Don't leave that shit in the parking lot. All right. Let's take a step back to reality here for just a brief moment. Before we continue, it's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently 61 degrees and fair. We are currently dealing with a humidity of 63%. The dew point is 48 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Yeah, actually, I have to moisturize. My hands are very dry.
Mine are
dry.
Too.
I have no moisturizer in here. There's a bottle of something in the studio, but I'm not going to rub it on anything in my body.
I forgot to send you my moisturizer.
Tonight, Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Monday, sunny with a high near 74. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 5. No. Monday night cannot have a low around 5. Well, let me take a look. Monday, 55. That's a low around 55 on Monday night. I'm like, damn, it's going to get really cold here. On Monday. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 75. And Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 59. That's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news. All right. I still can't get over it. I didn't realize someone actually married their sex doll. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, dude, maybe you should have upgraded to a more rugged model if you're breaking the bits. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with this thing, and how much are you fucking this thing? I mean, seriously. If you're new, because we have a bunch of listeners right now, that a lot more than we normally have.
Yay, bunch of listeners.
I don't know how this happened, but if you're new, we curse like bastards on this show.
I know.
If your children are listening to this show, you are a bad parent, but also introducing them to alternative entertainment. So anyway... Let's start our first Florida news story of the night with a pantless woman going grocery shopping. Brought to us by the Ocala Star Banner. Welcome to Florida. A woman who reportedly entered an Ocala supermarket without pants and stole 2 boxes of wine last week was arrested on Monday morning. Desiree, 35, was arrested at her apartment early on Monday on warrants issued in connection with the incident, according to the police department. Desiree was captured on security footage entering a public supermarket just after 1:30 in the afternoon on April 8th, wearing only a black t-shirt and some slippers. That's correct, only a black t-shirt and some slippers. The video shows her walking briskly into the store and past a produce display before she goes off camera. If that's all I was wearing, I would be walking very briskly in the Publix as well. And Zeno got the dangly bits. So, a few seconds later, she comes back into the camera frame, carrying two boxes of wine and walks out the door past a couple of slightly bewildered customers. Because this woman's walking through the Publix with no pants. She's got a goddamn t-shirt and some fucking slides, but no damn pants. She got like goddamn pants up on her ass. Pants, panties, nothing. None. She was not wearing underwear or pants. Literally, just buck ass naked from the waist down, except for her slides. But the t-shirt apparently was long enough to cover most of her genital area. So there was just a little bit just kind of weaving around here and there. Although part of her buttocks was exposed. Several people inside the store alerted managers that the woman was not wearing pants. Good for them. Taylor was booked on Monday just before 10 in the morning at the Marion County Jail on one count each of second-degree petty theft, resisting a merchant and disorderly conduct. She's being held Monday. Well, she was being held on Monday. She might still be being held on Monday afternoon on a $1,000 bond. All right. Well, we haven't lost anyone yet, so that's always a good sign. That is always a good sign. So let's move on to push the right button. It's always important. All right. Why don't we stick with the theme? Our next crazy Florida story news of the night comes from WMAZ Channel 13 out of Macon, Georgia, about a Florida man who decided to do a little B&E, pantless style. A burglary suspect took a tumble when his pants fell down when trying to flee Nassau County deputies, according to Nassau County deputies. Gabrielle, a 37-year-old Palatka, Florida man, was arrested Sunday morning on charges of burglarizing an unoccupied vehicle and petty theft. The sheriff's office said that Gabrielle was placed in handcuffs and his hands were behind his back when he pulled away and ran from the deputies. Gabrielle didn't get far, according to the sheriff's office, because that's when his pants fell down. It just fell right down, causing him to trip and fall to the ground. And you know, that usually happens. If you try to run and your pants fall down, that's what happens.
That's what happens,
yeah. I was a fat child. I'm a fat adult, but I was a fat child. And whenever I participated in athletic activities, because, you know, I had to wear them husky sizes, that shit would just fall down. So you'd be running football, you'd be running baseball, you'd be running something. All of a sudden that shit's just right on down. And guess what happens when that shit falls down? You fall flat on your face. Anyway. After he was helped to his feet, deputies completed a search and reported finding methamphetamine and pills. Gabrielle was charged with resisting an officer without violence, possession of methamphetamine, 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, and 2 counts of drug equipment possession, according to the sheriff's office. He was taken to the Putnam County Jail and held on $14,500 bond.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, sexy.
It took a little while for everything to get kind of lubed up here. It's been a while. It's been sitting around since March. It takes a while for things to get going.
Gotta dust it off a little bit. I know what you mean.
You know, just dust it off, kind of, wow. You know. Yeah, right, Roger. Yours is over there on 41 somewhere. Our final Florida story of the night comes from ClickOrlando.com. It tells us about a Florida man who thought pants were only the start to nakedness shenanigans.
Ooh, sexy.
A Palm Bay man is accused of breaking into a home and attacking the homeowner, all while completely naked, according to Brevard County Sheriff's Office.
Why not me?
Why not you? Why not you, Joe? Arthur, 55, was arrested around 11 p.m. Hold on. Let's see. Maybe. Oh, well, I don't know.
No.
Did you take a look at what he looks like?
I better look at this.
Yeah, I don't think this is a why not me. This is a kind of thank God it wasn't me.
No.
Deputy said Arthur attacked the homeowner when deputies arrived. He gave them a fake name. Arthur is on felony probation, according to the report. Arthur was arrested on charges of burglary and battery, giving law enforcement a false name and violating probation. The arrest report...
Looks like William Shatner on drugs.
It does look like William Shatner on drugs, but yeah, but William Shatner is more attractive than that dude. That dude is just kind of scary looking. The arrest report narrative did not state why Arthur was not clothed or why he entered a home that was not his own. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Ugh, Roger, we will talk about your, dirty bits later. Oh, hey, oops,
oh, the dirty
Anthony,
bits.
Am I on? Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this fucked up unique Q studio experience.
We are fucked up,
no,
and we're unique
Q. No, no. Yes, yes, yes. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. Now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling
Turn
on
off
about
track
this
repeat.
Or that.
Track repeat
Hold
is
on.
Off.
Woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Plethora. Take it away, you two fruitcakes.
Fruitcakes.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Fruitcakes. I like fruitcakes. I haven't had a fruitcake in a long time.
I still have some of this 100-year-old fruitcake ice cream over here.
And we need a show title.
We do.
Fruitcakes.
Did you know that the robots were giving out COVID vaccinations in the lobby?
Were they?
Yeah, right. Anyway, don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Where do they get those doses from? That's what I want to know.
Betty says it's a reputable source, but apparently I think she got them from the Dollar Miscellaneous store. So I don't know how that all worked out. I didn't know Dollar Miscellaneous was selling vaccines like that. So
for a dollar.
Ooh, I know, right? It might just be laundry detergent or something. Who knows?
Limit one.
Oh, my lordy.
Don't we have a lot of things to talk about?
Do we?
Yes, we do.
We do. We've got yet another listener.
You know what? I like that title. Don't we have a lot of things to talk about?
I like we got another listener.
How about that? We got another listener. There we go. That's a great title.
There we go.
Bing, 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 bing.
So if you haven't noticed, it's Sunday.
See?
There you go. And by the way, if you want to call, this is the best time to call.
Yes.
Because we got 8 minutes until the ugly lights come on. And Joe and I are apparently really stoned tonight. So topics for 8 minutes for the two of us is going to revolve around Cheez-Its, beer. We'll probably talk about computers at some point, show scheduling. Okay. And feel free to give us a jingle jangle. 813.
You can do that by giving us
813-327-8566. You have a voicemail, though. Do we not have a voicemail?
Oh, didn't we have a voicemail? Are we all backwards today?
I feel like we are
backwards.
We are.
That's okay. This whole year has been backwards. Actually, this is the last show of the year.
New and 12.
I forgot about
old
that.
Messages. Press 1
this
for
what happened?
New
What's going
messages.
On?
This is the last
Press
show of
two
the year.
First
well, let's
message.
See what happens.
Hey, Dick White. I was wondering if I needed to come in tonight.
Yes, Dick. You need to be in every night.
I know there's a lot of shit in my office, but I work remote.
Are we sure Dick actually did leave the office?
Call,
I think
know.
He's still in there. I think right. He thinks he's somewhere Dick else White. And trapped.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the
I mean,
current
seriously.
Goodbye.
Well, can you ring his office?
Not particularly, but I can take this phone call coming in.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello. Oh, sounds like Ezel.
It's Ezel.
Oh, don't cough too much, Ezel. Don't cough too much. They'll think you got the COVID.
Ah, no, I just got some bad ditch weed. Damn shit, man.
Yeah, you can't do that bad ditch weed no more, man. It tears you up.
I got tired of going to the dispensary because the taxes are too damn much. I got to get me one of the medical cards.
You do. You do got to get the medical card because I don't pay taxes on my medical card, bitches. That shit's awesome.
No. Oh, man, it's great. Man, I'm telling you, you save a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, I got to ask you two idiots.
Yeah?
I was looking, and you know there's a Chiampa funeral home in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts? I said, what the hell are them idiots doing?
There actually is. And there's actually one of the family members from the Chiampa funeral home up in Massachusetts actually reached out to me a while ago, like a few years ago. And she was curious because she was like, what's up with the Chiampa thing? And I'm like, she's like, is your last name? Because she thought like I was like family or something. I'm like, fuck no. I'm like, I ain't related to you. I'm like, this shit, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa.
Chiampa.
She did not like that answer. So
really?
We haven't chatted much since then, but it's been a few years, so I don't think much is going to happen from it, other than the fact that I own most of the domains that say Chiampa on them, and I don't think they're happy about that either. We won't go into that. But yeah, no, it's actually a real thing. And there's actually a real radio station with the call letters WEED somewhere in the South. It's a Christian radio station.
Get out.
I fuck you not. I fuck you not.
E-E-D. That's sad because we can't use it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, this is too much bullshit. But I got to tell you, boy, you know, I'm going down to Florida in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay.
And I found a comfort dog.
You found a comfort dog?
Nice.
Yeah, man. I was having a cup of coffee the other day. I was looking out in the back there. You know, there's a lot of woods and shit in the back here. And I see this big brown dog taking a shit in the backyard.
Mm.
So I went and got me a rib bone from the refrigerator. I go walking up there. And he was pretty nice, this dog. And I give him the rib bone. God damn it, you know what? It was a friggin' coyote. Now I can't get rid of this. I can't get rid of this son of a bitch. He's hanging around wanting more rib bones.
Mm.
So now I'm thinking, you think I can take that guy? You think anybody would notice that's a coyote?
Sure, say it's a comfort coyote.
Well, you know, they come from the dog family, so I figure I'd buy one.
Close.
Of them
it's close. I mean, you are right.
Yeah,
it is a dog, you know.
From the pet store, from Petco, it says comfort dog on there. I'll put it on this coyote and we'll go. You know, damn, I tell you, and it's a free dog. And when I get home back from Florida, I'm going to just let him go. You know, let him.
There you go.
It's like renting a dog, man.
Doggy rentals.
You know what? Could get any better. Now, I got a technical question for all your viewers and your listeners and you guys. Now, do you have to put a mask on a comfort dog when you get on the airplane?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that because, you know, I was looking at the rules and regulations, and it says you got to wear a mask. And I'm thinking, everybody's got to wear a mask. And I'm thinking, well, if I bring this coyote, he's got to put a mask on, right? And he might not like that. He might get pissed off and start chewing on somebody's arm or some shit, you know.
So I think, Isa, what you should do, when you decide to tie up the phone booth at the corner again at the gas station, give American Airlines a call and ask them if you need to use a mask on your comfort coyote, and let us know when we do a show next week. Let us know how that turned out.
And if you can record that phone call,
that would be great. Yeah, we'd love some highlights on that one.
You know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow morning when I get up, if I remember to. You know, I got to remember. You know, I'm going to write myself a note right now. Let's see.
There you go.
All right, I got it. All right. I'll give you a call next week and let you know, boys.
That
sounds great. I'm interested in hearing out what they have to say about that.
So what else is going on?
All right, now, you know what you
got to
do now? You know what you guys got to do now? You got to smoke them if you got them, man.
Of course, these always got to smoke them if we got them.
All right, we'll see you next week. I'm gonna work on that for you guys. I'll get you.
All right,
that sounds good, Ezel.
And keep them bees out of your butthole, man.
Yeah, no bees in the butthole. No bees in the bonnet, no bees in the butthole. All right, we'll be careful on that one.
Bye,
Ezel.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was exciting.
You were going to say something like, wow, did you know that the robots are giving... Yeah, and I was supposed to say, yeah, Betty says that she got them from a reputable source.
Yeah, that was like a while ago.
You know, it's funny. I just completely forget about that portion of the script.
That's okay. I filled it in. I kind of played along. I played along with myself. I played with myself for a bit on the show. That's okay.
we've done it 209 times.
Yes, right? You can do it with your eyes closed sometimes, you know?
We're getting to 420, folks, and yeah, slowly, it may take us some time still, because who knows? We may have another pandemic around the corner. Oh,
my Lord, I know, right? Jeez. It's freaking ridiculous.
You know, but, anyways, so, folks, on the website itself, you can click the big play button. And then, you know, kind of a hidden little feature is if you click the speaker icon, it brings up a little dialogue box or a little pop-up box that gives you two options. And Chiampa 1 is the main station, and Chiampa 2 is the Chicago studios. So it's got a little bit different programming, and it's the same stuff that you would hear on The Weekend with Joe, which comes on Saturdays and Sundays, I believe.
Is that one actually connected up to the VPN? Yeah. It's on
somewhere? It sure is.
So that means... So, like, is it broadcasting to one of the internal servers?
It was. It was as of a few days ago. I haven't been in it in a while.
I see. Let me see. Huh. Yeah, apparently it is. All right, well, we'll have it switch over to that after we're done, then, for the rest of the evening. Go. All right, anyway, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think I just heard a pile of papers fall on Dick White in his office. I told you it was in there. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yikes. Yeah, Dick White is a bit of a mess. Anyways, glad you all could join us for the Joe and Anthony show either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Chiampa Radio or one of the many places our show is carried. Be sure to visit chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule, and it's in PDF. We're going to fix that soon if I can ever figure out. I can't figure out that schedule thing. It perplexes me.
I don't understand how. It's like a TV guide. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday.
No, not your schedule. I'm sorry. The
website. The website. We'll get to it. I got it figured out once. I can do it again. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. Ooh, excuse me. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, in lieu of me saying what I usually say, I will have to say I've been able to listen to the station a little bit more, and at some of the times that I could never listen to before, it's kind of fun. It's nice. So, you know, you can keep yourself perpetually embellished, though, in all this programming. I don't know if you know this. All you gotta do is just keep the radio tuned to Chiampa.org and then hit the play button. Sometimes it times out. Just refresh it and hit play. You're fine. It's good. You're okay. And then you can listen to it all the time, and you can keep it, you know, you can keep us company. Sometimes our show comes on once in a while. Sometimes you get some craziness that just comes on. You're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, right.
And then you'll get other things that'll be like, you know what? I can just go and do something else.
We try to keep it exciting. There's more of a followable normal schedule on the weekdays. On the weekends, it's kind of more of a lot of random stuff. Yeah. So, and we thank you for tuning in and listening and supporting us.
Yes, we do.
That's fantastic. So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And hopefully, all of you listeners are real people and not robots.
Oh, I'm sure some of them are robots because one just kind of popped off as well. So I'm sure they're real people. They're like, oh, what have we been listening to this whole time? Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at Chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't bring your comfort pony on an airplane after you put bees in its butthole while breaking your sex doll while pantless in the deli.
Wow.
Yeah, right? That's a lot. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for... Oh, a continuation of Weekend with Joe. with a D for Dick Tate.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Wow, she worked tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, the bitch has got to make money once in a while.
You're welcome, man. The station is being brought to you via
Adult Soft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.